This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Now Democrats including about a new investigation that wants to look at his possible ties to Russia and his personal finances. The president on Twitter this morning tweeting that there's no reason for the investigation, continuing something he said to reporters at the White House yesterday.
There would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
The NYPD is threatening legal action against Google over its police feature on its Waze navigation app. In a cease and desist letter, the department demands Google immediately remove the feature that shares the location of DWI checkpoints. Well-known TV lawyer and TV personality Bob Massey has passed away, and this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is demanding humanitarian aid be allowed to enter Venezuela after soldiers there block a bridge to prevent an aid shipment from coming in. President Nicolas Maduro controls the army. The shipment was organized by opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has declared himself interim president and has the support of the United States. Here's Pompeo speaking last night.
Plan's very straightforward. We're supporting the Venezuelan people who have for far too long now suffered under the hands of Mr. Maduro. The people know better. The humanitarian crisis is real. He conducted a sham election, then declared himself president, and we simply have said we're not going to recognize that.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. Initial jobless claims filed last week, down by 19,000 to 234,000. Economists were expecting that to come in at 225,000. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
For the third time in the last 8 months, a Milwaukee police officer has been killed on duty. This time, a 35-year-old veteran of the force was shot while executing a search warrant on the city's south side yesterday morning. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's filled with sorrow and also with anger.
This is a very, very, very difficult time for our city, for the Milwaukee Police Department, obviously for the family that's been affected. And we ask for your prayers.
A 26-year-old suspect's in custody. A federal appeals court granting an emergency stay of execution of a convicted murderer in Alabama over concerns about religious freedom. Dominique Ray claims the Alabama Department of Corrections is violating his religious freedom by not allowing a Muslim spiritual advisor to be present during his execution. The appeals court says it looks like Alabama has run afoul of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. And Fiat Chrysler recalling over a 500,000 Ram trucks to fix a steering problem, saying a faulty steering component on some of the vehicles could separate and cause drivers to lose control. The recall includes Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups, along with 3500 Ram chassis cabs for model years 2014 through 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, we're all about saving this country and getting it back on track. How are you, America? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek joins us, a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you and your perspective. The president, can we say, knocked it out of the park the other night.
Yeah, I really thought he did a terrific job on two fronts. One is just sort of rebooting his popularity, for want of a better word, with independents and most of the country that was watching, because the polling shows he really kind of got a lot of favorable commentary and so forth for striking an upbeat note, oddly putting Democrats on defense where he was the cheery guy in the room. They looked like the sulking bad guys in the room. And also, the second accomplishment really was sort of laying out the groundwork for the 2020 campaign, which will feature, of course, the economic gains that we've made, but also we're going to talk about socialism, and he's going to talk about this late-term abortion bill in New York, and that was proposed in Virginia, because both of those things are really emblematic of this dramatic shift to the left that the Democrats have undertaken. And I think, you know, I think Americans are not on board with that. They're going to be looking for an alternative to that. Donald Trump has to appeal to the middle to kind of be that alternative. And I think he made a good case for that last night. Was it last night? Wednesday night. Yeah.
Yes. But it was probably, in my experience, in my lifetime, this was probably one of the most powerful State of the Unions I had ever experienced. And admittedly, Liz, I have to tell you, I mean, several times I found myself getting teary-eyed and emotional. Yeah. I mean, he took us on quite a ride.
Yeah. And you know, here's what's so amazing to me. Democrats really don't understand something very simple, which is Americans like to be proud of being Americans.
Right.
And when Democrats, President Obama, for example, goes after all our profound mistakes of our past, the things we need to feel bad about, when Stacey Abrams, the person who spoke for the Democrats that night, talk about all the things that are wrong with the country, you know, that people don't like that. I mean, they really want to feel good about us, about our country, about the things that we've accomplished. And it was completely brilliant to hang this piece sort of structurally on the anniversaries of World War II D-Day and the moonshot, because, my gosh, what moments could we be prouder of as Americans? And so for Chuck Schumer, for example, come out yesterday and said it was a mean, divisive speech. Was he even in the room? I mean, I don't know what he was talking about.
Well, and I think many Americans feel the same way. And it really brought to bear just how disconnected the left has become. Because especially with the flash polls, I mean, 76% saying they found it, quite inspirational. They approved of the president's speech, his vision that he cast out for the country. As you say, what a history lesson for kids that missed it in their civics class in high school and college. I mean, he put skin, he put bones on, you know, the history with, as you say, Buzz Aldrin being there, World War II vets being there.
Wasn't that cool?
Oh, it was way, way cool.
And you know, it is just sort of interesting. I mean, so I was just thinking as you were saying that, how wonderful for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to listen to that, because she's probably never heard that stuff
right.
in her school. I mean, really, is someone her age, having gone through college and, you know, undergraduate school in this era, she probably has never heard about the wonderful things that the United States did during and after World War II. I know from my kids, they never really got that chapter mm-hmm. of American history, because all they learned about, this is literally true, was slavery, the women's suffrage movements, all those things that have to do with things that America historically didn't do well. They never really heard about the things that America did that were terrific.
Exactly.
So it was quite a, I agree, it was quite a history lesson.
Well, Liz, especially for those kids that may have, you know, grandparents that were involved in World War II. Of course, we're losing them.
Yeah.
It's estimated 1,000 a day. You know, we're getting to the point, as someone said quite brilliantly, that we're not going to have a bodily representative of World War II. I mean, they are fading into the horizon here. And to celebrate them, and the way Donald Trump did this, it was very Reagan-esque.
It was, and I thought, let's be honest, there were a couple of moments in the speech where clearly he had plugged in something that mm-hmm. I think his speechwriter hadn't expected, maybe,
mm-hmm.
Because there were a couple of transitions that were sort of jolting, and I kept thinking, whoa, that I don't expect that was in the original speech.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was trademark Trump in the sense it wasn't totally expected or predictable,
mm-hmm.
But I thought he really did do a very good job. And, you know, guess what? We need this to be happening, because the people running and who will run against him in 2020, many of them are honestly championing policies that are just downright frightening.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, you know, to your point, the thump I heard after he made reference about if he was not elected, we'd be at war. We'd have been in nuclear war with North Korea. That didn't sit well.
Yeah.
and I'm sure, you know, the speechwriters, who put that in there? I didn't put it in. Who put it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Trumpian moment. And I think also the line about what can derail the economy, investigations, you know. Well, guess what? He's right in the sense that much of the rebound in the economy, the acceleration of spending both by businesses and consumers, has been driven by optimism. People, I mean, it is kind of amazing to look back and remember all the negativity about his possible win. Paul Krugman talking about how the economy and the stock market would crash. Everyone was so dismal. And literally from the day he was elected, optimism went nuts in the country. Business,
exactly.
Consumers felt so upbeat about their prospects. And that really is what has been driving the economy. So really, he's right. I mean, if we get really ensnared in all these, what I think many of us think are really sort of pointless investigations, such as, and I have no idea a number of these things that I think they're pursuing are going to turn out to be nothing burgers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with each new one that's launched, people get the sense that that's all Congress is doing. The Congress is not, I mean, the country will not be moving forward. Certainly there are no agenda items from the White House that are going to get much attention if everyone in Congress is trying to, you know, turn over stones and find a worm that could eventually bring down President Trump. That is not constructive, and I think Americans know that.
You know, without a doubt, because they see it in their everyday lives. They know that division pulls everything back in organizations at work, in their other experiences. I mean, you imagine if we had the force of our elected officials. This could only be a dream, though, Liz. If we were moving in somewhat a unified direction, you know, 5.0, 6.0 in GDP, I think very realistic.
I know. I think that was kind of the message that came across, that he wanted to get across, is let's not waste these next 2 years. But you know
exactly.
What? we're probably going to.
And I think he appreciated it, because this is one of the things, and you and I talked about this, is this lack of sense of urgency that the Republicans had in the first 2 years.
Yeah.
But maybe he's speeding it up a little bit, and for a good reason. For our behalf, we the people, why not? More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek continues with us. Liz, I think it's quite rich. You know, when you think back during the debates, Hillary Clinton seemed to be extremely sensitive about, you know, any kind of third world, persecute and prosecute our political foes, especially the ones that lose. And in light of that, it's like, what I find sometimes when you're listening to people, they self-indict. And to me, this was a self-indictment because she knew what she was doing and, the collusion that was taking place domestically, particularly from the DNC, targeted towards Donald Trump. And I think it was a bit of a forecast of what we were going to have to deal with for those of us that were listening.
Yeah, I think that all the investigations into Clinton, investigations into Trump, most Americans have just moved on, I would say. I know there's a rabid group on the left that really, really hopes that somehow Mueller's investigation is going to tie the president to the activities in Russia. But I think there's a sense of fair play that's missing here, and we all know it. We all know that that Hillary Clinton got just, kid glove treatment.
Right.
It comes down in I cannot keep in my head all the details of all the investigations, but the fact that she was interviewed by the FBI with no notes taken, no recording of that interview on a holiday weekend, which basically kind of went under the radar, that is just such a preposterous culmination of what was supposed to be a serious investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And, on the other hand, there have been so many dirty tricks. But what at the end of the day, what are we talking about? We're talking about, most recently, people associated with Donald Trump, like Roger Stone,
mm-hmm.
getting information, getting dirt on Hillary Clinton via WikiLeaks. But we have to remember that part of the dirt that was being generated was being paid for by the Clinton campaign.
Exactly.
In other words, they were perfectly happy to go to, in effect, Russia for information they thought that with which they could smear Trump. So the whole thing, they're both dirty. All of that stuff is pretty underhanded, but that's politics. And
exactly.
To me, I really think I can't be alone in this. I'm bored with it. I mean, that's a terrible thing to say.
I'm with you. I want to, please end this thing. And
yes.
Mueller, I mean, here we are, $30 million and counting, and somebody suggested that he's going to keep on going until the 2020 election. Oh, please, I can't handle this anymore.
Well,
and
to what end? I mean,
yes.
So far, yes, they've gotten a lot of people like Manafort for crimes committed, which, by the way, are pretty minor league crimes,
mm-hmm.
a decade before he had anything to do with Donald Trump. And when the liberal press loves to say, oh, six people indicted, this and that, none of it has anything to do with the central issue
mm-hmm.
of collusion with Russia. That was what this was supposed to be about. And so far, they've come up zip. So, look, I'm hoping they don't come up with anything, because that would just be another sort of stumbling block for our country, in my view.
Exactly.
But I think, honestly, it is time to move on. And, I have to say, the Republicans in Congress had a whole lot of investigations that went on and went on and went on. I'm not sure anything really came of any of that, just like the Benghazi hearings really never led to anything. All it really does is provide fodder for the press, and that's good, except we are outnumbered by the sort of traditional press, 10-1.
Right.
So, I think we really just need to focus on what should we be doing now as a country? What can this president lead us towards as a country? And I think we've done a lot of great stuff. He rattled off a lot in the State of the Union address, things like VA accountability. That's something I think everybody was concerned about.
Yeah, exactly.
When we've made progress there, imagine, though, and something your listeners should give pause to, that you had to have an act of Congress before you could fire people at the VA for incompetence or being dishonest. That's a pretty remarkable thing, and it really speaks to the embedded power of the government employees. Unions,
mm-hmm.
federal employees generally are very protected species, and that's not right. And by the way, that is a big problem, kind of across the board.
I was going to say, we talk about the VA. What about the other agencies?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't fire anybody. It's like,
right.
I've done work on this in the past, like 85% of federal employees are protected from one kind of union arrangement or another. And, of course, that's kind of damaging.
Mm-hmm.
No group of, in my view, nobody really should be protected against being fired if they're incompetent. But, you know, there's a lot of that going on, including our teachers' unions.
Exactly. You know, Liz, we were talking about how powerful the president's State of the Union presentation and speech was, that the pundits, all they could do was kind of fact check and kind of nitpick at everything. Of course, they took exception to Donald Trump's reference to the amount of jobs that were created. And, you know, to your earlier point, that when people understood that Donald Trump was going to be the president of the United States, no longer Barack Obama, I mean, it was like a gear shifted. And, you know, of course, the media is taking exception because they're saying, well, you know, the numbers that Donald Trump included in job creation probably involved maybe another three, four weeks of the Barack Obama administration. And that was unfair. And that, you know, of course, was a partial lie, if not a total lie, because he misquoted the numbers.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we just had 302,000 jobs created in the last month. I think really, it doesn't matter if, you know, I don't know what that fact check amounted to, and I think that's kind of trivial, and I think most Americans will think it's pretty trivial. Look, the bigger story out there now is that Democrats are talking about things like Medicare for All, guaranteed incomes, other programs that are basically going to bankrupt the country. And if you don't believe it, I just put a piece out on the Hill about Medicare for All, and it just exposes the complete naivete and lack of homework done by people like Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris went on TV and said, oh, let's get rid of private insurance because that creates delays. Let's just go directly to Medicare for All. Every liberal in America thinks that Canada is the model for this. You should read, and this piece is up, I don't know where, is it still on? Yeah, it's on the Hill.
On the Hill.
About the delays, which are endemic to Medicare for All in Canada. It is horrific. I mean, if you need an appointment, forget the treatment, with an orthopedic surgeon, it can take 10 months.
Oh, exactly. And for those that have connection and can afford it, guess what they're doing?
They're to the United States.
Exactly. And where are we going to go?
Yeah, and not Canada, that's for sure.
Not Canada, not Venezuela. you know, but here it is. This is incredible. Like you say, they don't do the numbers. They put it out there, and the constituency.
Well, and like the Green Revolution bill.
Oh yeah,
that's
exactly.
The greatest thing on earth. I mean, healthcare is a sixth of our economy. The green, our power industries, and everything to do with energy in this country is probably more than that. And this 27-year-old AOC, people are taking her seriously, which makes my head explode.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know anything about our energy industries. Going totally green would basically undermine the United States productivity, put us at a huge disadvantage to every international competitor because we'd be the only country crazy enough to do it. It is really a sad thing that people buy into this when this girl really is just plain ignorant.
Well, and she's backed by guys like Austin Goolsbee, who was an advisor to Barack Obama. And he says, well, we just need to keep investing more money. Well, how much money have we invested in green energy already? And it's already proven that it's a loser right now, you know, all things considered, Liz. And let's get rid of coal again. You know, we're back to that.
Well, what Americans need to know, again, do their homework. Our electricity costs in this country are the envy of the world, not just because of coal, but because of natural gas and monstrous amounts of natural gas that have been unleashed in the last 15 years. When you look at power costs, for example, in Germany, which are 4 or 5 times higher than they are here, that's a tremendous incentive for German companies, power-hungry companies, to come to the United States and manufacture. That's what's at risk if you actually start to follow some of these idiotic ideas.
Well, we got to leave it there. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to current research, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-February, and even more fail after just 1 year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers.
The best way to achieve your financial goals is to outline a specific plan, set milestones, and then find easy-to-use tools to track your progress. For example, a digital tool like Bank of America My Rewards can help if your resolution is to earn more financial rewards. My Rewards is a centralized dashboard in online and mobile banking. It allows you to track and manage all of your rewards, deals, and benefits across multiple Bank of America Rewards programs. My Rewards lets you explore what's available, start redeeming, and even discover additional benefits you may be missing out on. You can then use those reward earnings towards achieving other resolutions like fitness and travel.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/myrewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to complain about Democratic-led investigations, including about a new investigation that wants to look at his possible ties to Russia and his personal finances. The president on Twitter this morning tweeting that there's no reason for the investigation, continuing something he said to reporters at the White House yesterday.
There would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment. And it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
The NYPD is threatening legal action against Google over its police feature on its Waze navigation app. In a cease and desist letter, the department demands Google immediately remove the feature that shares the location of DWI checkpoints. Well-known TV lawyer and TV personality Bob Massey has passed away, and this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you with us. Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Trevor Loudon joins us now. I've been looking forward to a conversation with Trevor. It's been a while since we've talked. Trevor, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Bill, and I hope you're doing good.
Yeah, it's a happy new year, and you know, we've got a lot of activity going on, so we're really excited about the new growth and expansion that's going on with the radio show. And of course, hey, you get to reach more ears when we talk, so that's always a positive.
Well,
Trevor, update.
Every time I talk to you, your audience is getting bigger, so that's great.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, since our conversation in the early days, I think right after I met you, several years ago in Florida, it was, hey, we're taking a look at Barack Obama, the enemies within our government, and you've kind of stayed with that theme because the enemies, definitely, they're no longer an existential threat. They are here amongst us at any level, whether it has to do with our government. And now you've got a movie coming out that's going to expose the enemies within the church.
Yeah, well, look, Andrew Breitbart had a great saying, you know, the late, great Andrew Breitbart, who died a few years back. And he would say that politics is downstream from culture.
Yes.
You know, the culture shapes the politics. But I would go further. I would say that culture is downstream from religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the religious cult, the religion of the country shapes the culture, which shapes the politics. And America is in deep trouble culturally because the churches have been so corrupted and penetrated by Marxism that it's infiltrating every aspect of our society, shaping our politics. And is really, I think, one of the biggest dangers that America faces right now is that corruption and Marxist penetration of the Christian churches.
Yeah. Well, Trevor, we've been seeing a decline in the church's influence for decades. You could argue that it started right after Darwin's, expose in, the latter 1850s. And clearly you had a secularized movement that took over and began to push the church out of education, which probably happened at the start of the 20th century. Education was, you know, was taken over by these enemies, and it's just been a gradual progressive encroachment to where, you know, we lose the Ten Commandments in schools in the mid-60s, and, you know, now here we are, find ourselves in a rather lawless position in our country where we can't even handle basic immigration law, other issues of gangs and sex trafficking and on and on. I mean, it's to the point where, according to Gallup, you know, Gallup surveys secular America, and secular America is saying, hey, where's the people of faith? We need people of faith back involved in our culture. So all to your point that it is all downstream, is it not? Because even when you consider that our Constitution, which John Adams said was established for a people of morality and values, you know, you take that out, which is, you know, direct connection with religion and our faith. Well, then you have the 21st century America that you have today, do you not?
Look, absolutely. And I think people need to understand this is a very deliberate process. You know, ever since the Constitution was instituted, America has had its enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And which is why you swear an oath if you're in the military to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Right.
Now, so the enemies realized they could never take America down from the outside. They would have to do it from the inside. And to really destroy America, you needed to destroy Christianity or co-opt Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie was going to talk about the history of how the actual Communist Party, starting even before the Bolshevik Revolution, the communists in America infiltrated some of the mainstream Protestant churches, the mainstream theological seminaries. They set up the Methodist Social Action Council, which was the first communist front in America, and they pretty much took over the mainstream Protestant churches.
Mm-hmm. What about the Catholic Church as well?
Well, see, the Catholic Church has had a war inside for 100 years between the Marxist wing and the traditionalist wing. And now that war has waged back and forwards depending on the popes. But now we have a Marxist pope, Pope Francis, at the top of the hierarchy. So the Marxist wing is winning. So you've got most of American Protestantism under the sway of socialist churches. Huge socialist influence in the Catholic Church, but what has been relatively untouched until recent times have been the evangelical churches.
Mm-hmm.
So what we all deal with in the movie is going to be the massive shift in the last 4 or 5 years to infiltrate the evangelical churches through groups like the Gospel Coalition, some of the big mega churches.
Mm-hmm.
And even the infiltration of the Southern Baptist Convention now.
Uh-huh.
All of them are starting to swing left.
How is that being manifest, Trevor?
Well, you've got people like Russell Moore, who's the head of the Ethics Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, who was on the stage with Nancy Pelosi the other day. He's a big advocate for illegal immigration amnesty. He's a big advocate for social justice. He's basically trying to swing the Southern Baptists into the Democratic Party camp. The Gospel Coalition, which sounds a wonderful organization, is actually a collection of largely Marxist evangelicals who are promoting social justice, they're promoting critical race theory, they're promoting illegal immigration amnesty, they're promoting the end of not worrying about abortion anymore when it comes to voting. They are a left-wing pressure group, which is playing a leading role in the evangelical churches.
Trevor, let me ask you real quick. Let me interrupt you for just a second. Relevant to the abortion issue, especially in light with these governors, Catholic governors signing, signing these radical abortion laws, which is most incredible. Well, Trevor, as I was saying, that the whole abortion issue with the Democratic Party, to me, is a fait accompli. I can't support the Democratic Party at any level because of their stance on abortion.
Well, yeah, you know, they're not just talking abortion now. They're talking infanticide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't think this would happen for 20 years, but they're talking about having a baby born, then deciding whether to allow it to live or not.
Mm-hmm.
And this is being proposed by governors of states.
Yes.
So, but what I'm saying is, you've got some of these evangelical Christian leaders, these socialist ones, are telling voters, take abortion off the table. Don't worry about abortion. You know, if this man's program, if the Democrats' program is going to help the poor, you know, vote for them. Disregard the abortion issue. So that's how corrupt some of these churches are becoming and some of these church leaders are becoming.
You know, I'll tell you, this whole thing has been rather shocking because not only is it infanticide, but the very thing that David DeLeiden had exposed with Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. Interestingly, he was the only one that went to jail. Nobody from Planned Parenthood did. Now with these new laws that are coming up, in fact, Trevor, they're saying they can it can be legal to sell baby parts now.
Yeah, this is Nazi Germany stuff. This is such a complete disregard for human life and the sanctity of life. But this is Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
People need to understand this for what it is. You know, if you're under a Marxist system, you are just a machine. You're a productive machine.
Right.
That's your only value. And if you're a baby, well, you're not working, you're not producing, so you're not worth anything.
You're expendable.
If you're old, you're expendable.
Exactly.
And if you're old and you're just consuming resources and you're not producing anything, you're also expendable.
Exactly.
Or if you're diseased. So this is the logical outcome of Marxism, and it's even shocked me how corrupt the Democratic Party has come and how Marxist it has become, that you could openly discuss infanticide, murdering children. There's no other way of saying it.
That is shocking. We've got more from Trevor Loudon after this. Stay with us. Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua Prescription is available today for only $14.95 and Sacred Christian Healing Oils for $24.95 per 10-milliliter bottle. For limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Trevor Loudon is our guest. Always an honor to be speaking with Trevor. You know, the first time I spoke with him, I said, look, why is somebody from New Zealand concerned about America? And, of course, he was doing a lot of research. If you wanted to track Trevor down, you had to go to the library because he was constantly researching our country, you know, the underbelly of our country, what was going on and the history in that and his resources and his knowledge of our country has become extremely rich in terms of the information that he shares with us. It is outside of the realm of fake news. If you're looking for fake news, this is not the place where you want to be. Certainly as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Trevor, of course, was faithful to take a look at, first of all, Barack Obama. You know, what he introduced to our country, you know, the deleterious policies, also opening the gate to the reality that we had, you know, elected officials in our government that were card-carrying democratic socialists. And, of course, now, Trevor, I mean, it's the veil is pulled back. You know, the voter politic is voting him in, and so they don't have to hide anymore, do they?
Well, they're still hiding to a degree. We know about Ocasio-Cortez. We know about Rashida Tlaib, who are both card-carrying members of Democratic Socialists of America. And you have to understand, DSA is a communist party. They are more left-wing than the Communist Party USA, which they are in a formal alliance with. So they are communists here. But if you go to my daily blog, trevorloudon.com, you'll see the top article is Trevor Loudon's 2019 list of the 50 worst socialists in Congress. So I don't just list the new ones. I list Jerry Nadler, who's the head of the Judiciary Committee, a Marxist. I list 50 socialist members of the U.S. House, and that's only about half of them.
Wow.
And then there's another 25 or so in the Senate. So A quarter of both the Senate and the House are essentially socialists, or essentially couldn't pass an FBI background check to drive a school bus. But there are no background checks in Congress or the Senate, so this is how they get away with it, and the media gives them a free pass. So the enemies are inside the chicken house, basically.
Yeah, and not only there, now with this new movie that you are in the process of producing, enemies within the church. So they're all over. I've maintained, Trevor, that the Democrats, and it really is the Democratic Party. I mean, there is no other entity but them, that they are going head to head. You know, we talked about the war on religion. You know, when I started seeing initially this conflict, we had the struggle politically, and I thought, okay, maybe this is a political ideology that's in conflict. But what I saw happen in the recent weeks here with, first started in Hawaii, then California, Albany went over the top with this most radical abortion bill. What became clear to me was that this wasn't any more a battle about philosophy. I mean, this is the Democrats going head to head with God Almighty himself. What do you say?
Well, it is. You know, this is the party a few years ago refused to acknowledge God at the start of their convention. Mm-hmm. Remember in North Carolina?
Right.
So you know, this isn't a battle between Democrats and Republicans. It's not even a battle between communists and constitutionalists, so that's closer to the truth. Mm-hmm. This is a battle between good and evil. This is a battle between God and the devil. And whether you're an atheist or a believer or whatever, you have to understand that the Democrats have allied themselves in many instances with evil. Mm-hmm. And some of the Republicans have too. So we're fighting a very serious battle for our civilization here.
You lay out that not only Christianity has been infiltrated by Marxist and Islamist forces, but that evil is prevalent within our culture and our society, and is much deeper than we even have the desire or eyes to see what is going on. But you say you have the proof.
Well, it's there for all to see, you know, and it is probably reflected deeply in the churches. There was an opening of a Planned Parenthood, a new Planned Parenthood baby parts factory, I think it was in Illinois recently, mm-hmm. and the local churches came along to consecrate it. You know, this is insane stuff. This is mm-hmm. what you would believe. We look back at how the churches compromised with the Nazis in World War II, mm-hmm. and I'll say this, you know, there was only one force in Germany that could have stopped the Nazis, and that was the German churches. Mm-hmm. They had the moral authority and the numbers to stop the Nazis,
right.
But instead they compromised. They went along. They put swastikas in their churches. They put pictures of Adolf Hitler in their churches. And they went along with Nazi doctrine. Well, that led to the deaths of 20 million people,
right.
And some of the greatest evils of the 20th century, all because the German churches were too weak and spineless, or actually believed what the Nazis were preaching. So it's happened before.
Right.
It's not new. And that led to indescribable evil. Well, we're on the verge of that again. And I don't think that's hyperbole to say that.
Yeah. Well, it is. It has been increasing, the threat and how scary it has become. And, you know, when you think about what happened in Nazi Germany, as you point out, it wasn't that everybody agreed. It was, you know, you got 10% roughly of the population that were, card-carrying, full-blown Nazis, and the other 90% of the country just going along. You know, could that happen here in America?
Well, look, it could. You know, we all have evil in us. We all have evil in us.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest road to evil is cowardice.
Yes.
You know, where you don't stand up, you don't make a stand, you don't stand up, say what is right, you go along and you compromise. And you've got Americans in this country today who are willing in large numbers to just know that things are being done that are evil, but still willing to vote for the politicians that do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many Catholics and Christians in this country vote for the Democratic Party, knowing that the Democratic Party now seemingly supports infanticide?
Exactly. Right.
So, yeah, how can you in good conscience call yourself a Christian and support that kind of evil. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to compromise with that, what else will you compromise with down the track?
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I was shocked in discovering how few people within the church saw the movie Gosnell. And I think it was
right.
It was an excellent presentation by Anne McElhiney and Phelan McAleer, who wrote the book and then went on to produce Gosnell, America's biggest serial killer. They want to keep their head in the sand here on all this and somehow think that it's not real. But like you said, this is a repeat of history. There's nothing new under the sun. I mean, what is happening right now is what has happened in just about every other, nation's history, has it not?
Yeah, this is nothing new. The thing is now the stakes are higher mm-hmm. because the technologies are greater and the population is bigger. And we're really heading for a big clash here. Mm-hmm. But if you think back to the 50s, the churches in America were the moral leaders of the community.
Exactly.
And then Johnson, before he became president, Lyndon Johnson brought in the Johnson Amendment, which gave the churches non-profit status, no taxes, if they would keep out of politics. Mm-hmm. So they took the bait. Free money. We'll take the bait. We just don't. We won't talk about politics, and we'll take the money. A few years after that, they took prayer out of schools, and a few years after that, they brought in Roe v. Wade. Now, I guarantee neither of those things would have happened had the churches not taken the bait.
Exactly. Right.
And so, what has happened ever since? We've been on a moral slide ever since because the churches took the money and gave up their moral leadership. I would love to see the non-profit tax status taken off every church in the country right tomorrow because I think that would shake them up and bring them back to where they need to be. And I'll tell you what, the taxes for everybody would be a lot lower pretty quickly because the churches would become a moral force again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, weren't the churches prior to that, weren't they tax exempt already?
Well, there was elements of it, but it became much more codified with the Johnson Amendment,
mm-hmm.
and they were also told they couldn't endorse any candidates, and there was limits placed on their political involvement.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no reason. The only reason they could be given, the only reason for them to do that was because it was financially better off for them to do that.
Again, we're reminded people do that which they get rewarded for, right?
Yeah. So they were willing to compromise. They were brought out, and they lost their moral leadership, and they've never recovered it. Mm. And now their attitude is, we'll hide in our churches, we won't say a thing, we'll let the country go to hell around us, and we'll just keep quiet and hope it gets better one day.
Well, Trevor, as always, appreciate the time. Look forward to our next time when we get together right here on the radio together. Trevor Loudon on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, buddy.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt, it's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen.